So today's share is Derech Eitz Chaim. So we continue and where we left off. So it says here, "V'nitan lo leonish lisbol hadavar hazeh al derech va'avadtem Elohim acherim." So a person's given life, right, and he has a choice, and if he chooses Hevle Olam Hazeh, that's his onish. His onish is the tzar in this world. Va'avadtem Elohim Acherim, because you're serving other gods, and there's a tzar that happens, which we spoke about beforehand. Yeah, Oili Miyotzri, Oili Miyetzri. You have two choices in life: your creator, or Chas V'Shalom, your Yetzirah. So, and we're put in the middle. That's why you're learning till now. You have a Nekuda Bechira, you have a place of Bechira. In that Nekuda, that's where a person's fighting. There could be many Nekudas in a person, many places, right? Okay. Ki b'derech she'adam rotze lelech, in the way that a person wants to go, molichim oto, we let him go. V'kiven shu bacha, he chose, b'tchil lishmoa l'anachash, in the beginning of the Chet of Adam Rishon, he chose, Chava chose to listen to Nachash. Ken ye and Adam achareha. Ken ye mishpato. That will be his judgment. Shelo yase ben chorin me'olo. He now will not be a free man from this all, this yoke of the ra in the world, this yoke of the Nachash. Ele yisbeluhu neged hazman asher nigza. Neged hazman asher nigzar alav, against the time that it was nigzar alav. So now, after the Chet of Adam Rishon, so now Klal Yisrael, right, the Jewish people, the world, have this sevel of the tzar that they have from the ra that was connected to them.
The sevel,
the pain.
Oh.
V'zuhi gzeirat, and this is the gzeirat, b'zeh tapecha toch alechem. This is the gzeirat of Adam Rishon, with the sweat of your brow, you will eat bread. And this is the biggest tzar of all the different tzar from the neshama. Its desire of the neshama is to go back to its makor, its source. And the tzar is, Mr. Shisharim also speaks about this, the tzar is like Bas Melech. The tzar of the neshama is to be in this world, right, away from the palace of her father. She's with this peasant. The neshama in the guf, there's a big tzar for the neshama to be in this world of achu, this world, this is dark, painful world for the neshama. It's a pain for the neshama. Acha ish hachacham, a wise man, hamevin davar la'osho, he understands the matter in its correct way, in its straight way. Right? It's interesting he says it straight way, because that's what Yisrael is. Yisrael is Yashar Kel. Right? There's a straight way in life. The Torah is Sefer Yasha. It's a straight way. It implies there's other ways, which aren't straight, but they are also ways. Whichever way a person chooses, he'll come, he'll do his tachlis. It's just, this way is a way without tzar. Other ways are ways with tzar. And we can explain where the tzar of a person comes from, where the pain of a person comes from in life. The pain that a person feels, where does that come from? Is it because he's physical? What's the pain of a person? What's the shorish of all man's pain? Hine, b'skilu al motzei davar. When we're thinking about finding this matter, right, where this matter comes from, this pain, right? This tzar. Bira eich kol iske olam. All the involvement of this world, enem ela, they are only mimash nisha adam bal kocho. It's what was given to man bal kocho, forcefully liot ledato shel nachash b'davar zeh. To be according to the das of the nachash b'davar zeh. What does this mean? Shelo yuchal liot tamid b'derech echad b'avodas Hashem yom v'layla. Either Nachash is here to be masti a person, to remove a person from the straight way. right? And that he won't be able to be always in the avodas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu day and night. Ki im yitzarech lelechet acharei hevli olam hazeh, he'll be necessary, the Nachash will make it necessary for him to go after the hevel of this world. So, involvement with this world, I mean, makaris the physical, all these things. So why is it called hevel? Have a house, have a car, you need it. Why is this hevel? It's things you need.
Because it's not the objective of
so, soul. So you can live without a house? Live in the street? Come on, America. Right? It's too big.
Depends where you are.
Okay. But you can live, it doesn't have to be a fancy car.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a fancy house.
Right?
So the minimization of it does good in this world is something which is good. That's what you see, Gedolim, Steinman. You ever saw picture of where he lives? Yeah. Has a bed. He has a cushion. I think it's probably the same bed, the same cushion for how many years, I don't know. And he still has the same meal that he had when he was in yeshiva. A piece of porridge and an egg, just mixed up, that's it. No schnitzel on Wednesday, no falafel on Tuesday. Right? No hummus, no schus.
No hummus, what is he?
Nomina yushiv. How can that work? The minimum of kiyum, he doesn't need more. Heavily as much, doesn't need more. Okay, we can't live with that. But whatever a person is, you'll be surprised. You know, human nature is such that a person get used to much less. We overeat. Everyone knows we overeat. Even those who eat healthy overeat.
Yeah.
The Rambam says you should eat 3/4. Oh, it's like 75%. 75% of your satiation. I think every time we eat till we're full. And then we eat something sweet afterwards, so we really will be full. Eating more than you need is bad for you. It's just as bad as eating bad food.
Not if you want to gain weight.
No, okay, you want to gain weight. But you're gaining, I don't know too much about these things. But okay, whatever it is. When we're used to luxuries, we're used to comfort. You can be used to not having it. And then you don't need it. It's not necessary.
It's become hair gel for us.
Yeah. Getting used to it, yeah. Part of us. Anyway, Al-Kain, Yivchaliyot Boche Hara B'miyutu. Let him choose the Ra as small amount as he can. V'yima'ed b'esekom ma shiyuchal. And let him do less involvement in as much as he can. V'yishtadel la'arbot b'tera. And try to be ma'arbe b'tera with learning. U'ba'avodato. And avodah kodesh baruch hu. B'chol asher tasig yado, and as much as he can reach. V'davar zeh pirish Eliphaz el Iyov. This explained Eliphaz to Iyov. Ki lo yetze me'afa avon. It didn't come out from the afar, from the physical dust or land, right? How do you say afar?
Dust.
Okay, avon. Avon doesn't come from afar. Doesn't come. Sin doesn't come from the fact that you're physical. Let's see. Ha'inya. Ki hinei k'tiv v'yitza Hashem Elokim et Adam. Man, God formed man with two yuds, with the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, right? We know from Rashi. Afar min adama. Dust from the ground. Right? V'yaday lo ma'afar. It would be sufficiency, he created man from the dust. Or min adama, from the land. Right? Acha inyan hu, so why it says both? The inyan hu, ki ratza hamikru leva'er, shnei inyanim. There's two aspects here, ba'adam.
Right.
Halo tire, ki hu nikra adam. Man is called Adam. Al shem adama, on the name of Adama. It means he's intrinsically physical. That's what makes man man. Not a malach, he's physical. Velo afa, he's not called afa. Hashem ha'afa. Man isn't called on the name of the afa. Ach zehu l'fi kesha ha'nimtza b'in adama u'b'inom. However, this is according to the connection that it is between the adama and between him. V'hu ki ha-shefa nishba milamala. The influence that he gets from above, yored min ha-shamayim ha-la-aretz, comes down to the land. V'acharechem likabel otzo ha-adam, and then receives it man. V'sod ze, ki ze lamata besod chibu ha-ma'orot elyonim. This is the foundation, right, of the connection of the upper lights with, so to speak, the lower lights, i.e., the lights in the, how you say, the terrestrial lights, the sun, the moon, those are the lower lights. There's upper lights which connect to the lower lights. Besod dukhra v'nukhra. Besod, male and female, i.e., the lower constellations are just the expression of the higher influences of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those are just expressions of God's influence in the world. Okay. V'achaken yotze ha-shefa kalu mishnehem. The shefa, the influence comes from both of them, the schar v'nukva, both of them, the upper and lower lights. Ki ken rui lefi se'aseid ha'elyo. Right? And that's fitting according to the upper orders. Right? Because you have hierarchies of spiritual worlds, which eventually are expressed in the lower physical world through the light. It's a mazalot, right? But there's hierarchy of spiritual worlds. Just Klal Yisrael's influence is higher than the mazalot. That's what we mean, that ain't mazal be Yisrael. That's why a person has to understand something very important. When Klal Yisrael uses their maila, yeah? It's a very hard thing to understand. But no nation has had it as hard as Klal Yisrael. We've had it very hard. Wiped out by this one, persecuted by that one, again by this one, and we're only a small number. And if you think about it, from the beginning of civilization, if we were persecuted, could you imagine how many Jews there would be in the world? And we started at the same time as China. Maybe even earlier. Probably earlier. Right? Look how many people are in China. Can you imagine there'd be 1.3 billion Jews in the world? I think there'd be 2 million countries. 1.3 billion countries, right? Yeah. You know the famous story, I think it was, what was it? Golda Meir. So like someone came to Golda Meir and said, yeah, you're only prime minister of a small little country. You know, like, I'm prime minister of this massive country, America, I don't know who the prime minister was, it makes no difference, right? Yeah, a few million people. You're prime minister of people. I'm the prime minister of prime ministers. That's what the Yid is. But if you think, it's a terrible thing. Why is that? Avraham Avinu, who was the founder of the Jewish people, right? Could he have children? No. Could Sarah have children? No. What did Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Avraham Avinu, right? He's a head for emotion. It's Midrash, Pshat Midrash. Comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says to him, what? What's going to be with me? I look at the stars.
Right.
The Meshach Beiti. Yeah. Elias is going to be your Yerushalayim. He promised me. Lech Lecha, Me'atzecha. He promised me children. Where's my children? Who's going to be Yerushalayim? So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're going to have children. I promise you, you're going to have children. So Rabbi Yehuda comes back to him and says, where? They don't see it. They don't see it in the stars. If it's real, then it should be the constellations to change. If it's real that I'm having children, the constellations should change. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, says, no. You're beyond, go out from the mazal. Beyond the mazal. Where do you live? You live outside the mazal, above the mazalot. You're mushpa from me. You're not mushpa from the terrestrial, from the that which is beyond the terrestrial world, which is beyond the mazalot. So therefore, even if it's not seen in the mazalot, it doesn't need to change.
It will change after.
No, it won't change after. Mm-hmm. No, because you don't live within that realm. You live in a different realm. That's the Jewish people.
Isn't it
that
it's
lemalam in, it won't be seen in the mazalot.
Okay,
you're living in a higher realm. So that explains a lot. When Klal Yisrael live on the higher realm, they have kiyum, they're established. But if Chas v'Shalom, Klal Yisrael live like any other nation in the world, and we live within the mazalot, we don't exist. We have no kiyum. We have no kiyum. We have no schus to have mitkayim. So we don't have any. That's the reason. chas v'sholom, that Klal Yisrael, whenever they lose their ma'ala, the ma'ala beyond the mazalot, they live like other nations of the world that have no schus to live. That's taken away from them. That's why, chas v'sholom, we see all these persecutions in such a form. Now, he doesn't seem to be explaining what this offer is. What's the difference between offer and adama? First of all, adama comes from... Afar comes from, you see, by Ephron. Avram in Ephron. Adam was called... Avram Avinu was called Adam. Yeah? Ephron is Afar. You see, this was like this whole dialogue between Avram and Ephron for burial, for the burial of the Sarah, for the burial of... He didn't know Adam Rishon and Chava. Ephron had a Nun. Nun we know is Nun Sharem of Bina, but it's also Nun connected the Ra in the world. Ephron was Mechuba to the Alpha, was connected down to the Alpha. Chazal tells us, Rashi tells us, that Avram bought, right, the Ma'at Machpelah from Ephron for 400 kesev, right, over Lesoche, Tkuma Hayelo. It rose, the world rose. He fixed something. It rose from its physical offer. It rose to become Chevron, Chibu Nun. Now the world had a connection to the Nun, the higher Nun. It was a big thing, this Ma'at
HaMachpelah. What was it before?
It was 400 is Taf. It's the end of the alphabet. That means the end of all expression. The end of all expression represents Malchus. So it was a Gilui of Malchus. Malchus is when the upper worlds connect with the lower worlds. So Afa represents the full connection to the physical. Adam is not called Afa. If he was called Afa, he was called Ephron. Adam is Hashem HaAdama, but it's also Hashem the Dam. Dam Hu HaNefesh. The Nefesh is where the physical and the spiritual, which is the Nefesh, connect. I.e., there's a connection, that's the Malchus. When the Malchus connects to the Aretz, which is the physical Aretz, and there's a spiritual Malchus, which is the Neshama, the Nefesh, to the Guf, right? That's when the Sada has Tkuma. Now we can connect the physical world to the spiritual. That's Adam. Adam has the Adama and Dam. Dam Hu HaNefesh. You understand? So that's why Davka, you're called Hashem Adama, but not Hashem Afa. He didn't explain that, but that's what his Miram is to. Afa says, Anochi Afa Va'efa. Avraham Avinu said, Anochi Afa Va'efa. Right? Afa says, Chazal is Ayin Pa, Efa is Aleph Pa. Ayin Pa is Shivim Umot, the Shivim Parot of the Umot on Sukkos, which we go down all the time, which are Mechale, which go down through the Chag, because that represents, right? That represents the removal of the Ra from the world. That's why Chanukah, Beis Shammai, we go Keneged Parei HaChag. The near Chanukah, you start from 8, 7, right? Keneged Parei HaChag, you're going down, i.e., the Inyan of Chanukah, everyone goes, the Inyan of Chanukah is Biwa Ra, that's Yosef. So the Ra gets less as we go through Chanukah, right? Or Beis Hillel, Ma'ilim B'Kodesh, right? We go up in Kedusha, right? Because Hillel, Beis Hillel is Chesed. So he's speaking about the positive, the going up, the Kedusha goes up in the world. Whereas Beis Shammai, who's Din, is speaking about the Ra, the judgment, the beetle of the Ra in the world. You understand? So the concept of Afa is the concept of the Shivim Umot, the Ayin Pa, the Shivim Pa. That's the concept of Afa, the concept of the Ra in the world. The concept of no connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Aleph Pa is Klal Yisrael. That's the connection to Aleph, which represents Alufo Shel Yisrael, Alufo Shel Olam, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Aleph Pa. So Avram Avinu, who was Av Hamon Goyim, who was the father of all the nations of the world, he said about himself, I'm Afa V'Efa. I'm Ayin Pa, nations of the world come from me, and I'm Aleph Pa. Both of those are Mutman in Avram Avinu, right? But Avraham Avinu, we don't call him so much connected the Goyim, the nations of the world. We call him connected the Aleph Pa, the Eifa, right? Because he became Avraham. And Avraham represents Bihi Baram. You said, remember the Chumash? Bihi Baram, when the world was created. Yes? B'Shem Avraham. The world was created with Chesed. The bringing out of the Chesed of Avraham was the bringing out of that goodness which was within him, which is the Jewish people. That innate goodness which came out of Avraham was Yitzchak, and then Yaakov, the Jewish people, the Aleph Pa. So all these tests, one of the tests with Avraham was this buying of the Machpelah. This was one of his final tests. This is, in fact, this final test. The final test was to remove that offer from Avraham. And then became Chevron. Then it became connection to the Nun. And now started the world in a different perspective. The world became a different place. The world now had a place of Chibur Lanun, connection with the Nun. You with me? And that's the concept of Kvura as well. That's the concept of burial. Burial isn't burial. Burial is just a place from which is going to be there, Tchias HaMesim, the ultimate connection to the Nun. Mm-hmm. You understand? The next thought, Eretz Asher lo b'miskanot tochal ba'alechem, land in which doesn't, lo b'miskanot means it's not lacking anything. There's no misken, there's no lacking, or anything lacking in this land, right? V'ken hamutzi lechem min ha'aretz, you take out bread from the land. What does this mean? Sheromez el hashpa eliyona. When the land is connected to the upper influences, there's a chibu, there's a chevron, there's a chibu to nun, so then the land is not b'miskanot. That's what he said about Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing lacking in Eretz Yisrael. All the shepherds are in Eretz Yisrael. The reference to the seven species, right? All the shepherds of the world, all the influence of the world came from Eretz Yisrael. That's why Hamotzi Lechem min ha'aretz, the shepherd comes from the land. The shefer, which represents the influence, which represents the lechem, is motzi from the land. The land brings out its shefer. It only brings out its shefer, only brings out an influence when it's connected to the nun, when there's a chibu to the nun, Hebron. You understand? Eretz is not just Eretz, long run, rats. It's aleph rats.
Rats
aleph, yeah, that's it. It's running to the aleph, it wants to have connection. Its tshuka is to connect, its desire is to connect. It's a barren land. It's a barren land. The land is motzi lechem min ha'aretz when it's connected to the aleph. So it's running to the aleph, it wants that connection, like a zachar, like a nekeva to the zachar. It wants a connection. You understand? Eretz, it's running to Yisrael, aleph, which is Israel, Yashar Kel. So that's that's the place of Yashrus, that's the place of Sefer Yashar, that's the place of where we don't have this Akimimut. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, from everywhere in the world, every Shefa, every influence, all the bad in the world and all the good in the world. That means, if Chas V'Shalom, there's anything Nista, there's anything blocked in Eretz Yisrael, or we blocked in the world. That means, there cannot be any bad in the world unless it's here in Eretz Yisrael. That means Eretz Yisrael contains everything that contains in the world. And if you understand, even politically, it's so fundamental. All the politics of the world are around this small little country that you can hardly see on a map. All the politics of the world. You see it. It's all around this little not even, I can't, you know? And if you took the 67 board, you can't even like see it. It's like a little strip over there. Bekashi. There's nothing here. Right? So nothing here. We don't need a big land. There's nothing here. You need a big house? You need a big land? With the quality of a land. But the shefa comes from here to all. And if there's any stimot, if there's any blockages in the night, so any like you say there's a problem in the world. I don't know what a problem is. The colored problem, the I don't know, what's happening in Africa, the problem? What's happening in, I don't know, where else? Look at all the problems in the world. Pick one problem. Then do your research in Israel and see if there's something similar here. You'll find it. If here there's no problem, the influence, the shefa will go out to the world and there won't be the problem there. It's an unbelievable thing. If the problem is fixed in Eretz Yisrael, it fixes everyone. If a yid fixes himself, the world comes to tikkuno. The world comes to tikkuno. It's not dependent on us. That's why it's not wrong. They're not wrong. Because they live within the mazalot. We live belonging in the mazalot. When we mechabe the nun to the world, when there's a chibu, then it's chevron. There's no chibu, it's afa. Then it's the influence of the mazalot. All the influences of the mazalot are sholet on the world. The ra, and then all the ra's in the world. When we represent the good in the world, we represent the ability to be mechaber. We're the mamlechet kohanim, a kingship of kohanim. She wasn't wrong, Golda Meir. We're the priest, we're the high priest of the whole world. What does a kohen represent? Misharet. I'm how you say misharet? I'm the person looking after the world, caretaker of the world. We're the caretakers of the world. We're the world. What a Kohen does? A Kohen is the person who says, right? Kohen is the person who says, Ko Ama Hashem. Ko, thus, Hashem says, Kohen. Thus is the Nun. Look, it's in front of you. To connect. He's the person who connects to the Nun. In Klal Yisrael, what's a Kohen? He's the one in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Remember the Begodim? He wears a big day covered, doesn't have tzitzis, because he's mechubat to the nun, he's connected. His avoda is when we make a mistake, we go away from our connection, he makarevs us, the korban, he brings us back. That's what we are to the world. We're memlechet kohanim, a kingship of these kohanim. When they go bad, we bring them back. That's our purpose. But if we're not kohanim, if we're not misharatim, we're not doing our tachlis, how can they come back?
That's why we're in the limelight, because to illustrate the problem so the whole world can see it when we fix it.
And they will blame us, and they're right to blame us. Even if they're blaming us for the wrong reasons. They're blaming us for the wrong reasons, but they're right. Yeah. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing this to say, hey, look. And they say stupid claims. Uh-huh. They have really ridiculous claims, but they're right. It's there to remind us. And unless we get in contact with that, we're going to be reminded again, and it's going to get chas v'shalom worse. The sonem shel Yisrael. Sheromez el hashpa'a elyonah. This is a hint to the upper influences. This hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz. We're going back there. The upper influences connecting to the world. And the land gives out its lechem min ha'aretz. Right? It doesn't lack anything. Lo b'miskanot tochal ba'alechem. Right? Tochal, right? Al-Kain, therefore, Nikra Adam Eitz HaSadeh. Man is called Eitz HaSadeh. Kamo shepirshu al haposuk. Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh. Man is Eitz HaSadeh. Right? Yan is the tree of the field. Yan, because Be'emet, hu min ha'aretz. He's like the land from the tree. Kamo ha'etz, like the tree. Ayi hishoroshim. His roots are in the land. He sustains himself from the land. He is he's standing in the land. That's where he is. But where does the tree go? Its branches reach out shamayma. That's like the neshama to the goof. The goof is the land. It has shoroshim. Has shoroshim, has roots in the land. The neshama has roots in the goof. But its neshama is out there aiming for shamayim. Right? V'nimsa, shachom shel adam hu ha'afa. The physicality of man is the afa, v'udavak ba'adama, and it's stuck to the land. Shu ha'makom shemekabel kocho. It's the place which receives its koach, its strength, from the upper worlds. V'al kein nikra al shema. It's called the name Adama. It's called the name Adama when it reaches that shefa. We said dam and Adama. That's Adam. He has both those things. It's a tree. He is rooted in the land, but it's branches are reaching up for Shamayim. He has both aspects. There's the Nefesh, the Dam, who are Nefesh, and he has the Afa, that it's the physicality, and he connects that, the Adama in man, Adam. The Afar is the dust of the land, right? The earth, like so to speak. But the land, when it's called land, land is called when it's fruitful. That's why it's called Eitz HaSadeh. Eitz HaSadeh bears fruits. Tzaddikim are called fruit-bearing. Rishayim Chas V'Shalom are called Ilanei Srak. They make a lot of noise, but they have no bearing of fruit. That's why you see people who are very important people. CEO of Apple, right? We're talking about it, right? But CEO of Apple, this guy, that guy, they make a lot of noise. iPod, iWatch, this, whatever, right? They make noise. There's a lot of noise they make in the world. They have a lot of effect, so it seems, in the world. A lot of waves they have in the world. That's Ilan Israq. They make a lot of noise. Tzaddikim don't make noise. Tzaddikim sit. Rav Eliyashiv sat. How many years? In the base of Medrash, a little room. Who ate Asada? He's connecting Elyonim to Tachtonim. A little room. Asada. Asada is a place where it's fruitful, where it's bearing fruit. You with me? You understand?
A tree won't grow without the mind of Torah.
Yeah, of course. It's a very good marshal. A tree doesn't grow without mind of Torah. That's what benefits a tree.
Right. But it was this.
V'shum echad me'ele hadvarim lo hayagorim la'adam lo amal v'lo torach. None of these things would call man amal v'torach, toiling and like bothering this world. Either pain, the suffering the man has doesn't come from the fact that he's physical. Doesn't come from the fact that he's Adama. Doesn't come because of that. V'gam sheyetzara shehaya la'adam arishon, and even the yetzara that Adam Rishon had, haya mamish kechut shel buchia, it was a small little thread. K'mamaram zichron v'brocha l'aposuk v'havi moshchei ha'avon b'chevle ha'shav. The drawers of Avon, it's like a hevel of nothingness. V'nimsa, she'afal pi she'chomro gas. The man's physicality is gas, it's like, it's big. It's like, can I say gas big? Like big, I don't say gas, coarse, that's a better word. Lo zeh hayagorim tokef hayetzara. This wasn't which caused the yetzara to be so strong. She'esh bo'ata, that he has now. V'hadama, she mokom kabbalat ha'ashpa'a, and the land, which is the place that he receives his influence, lo hayta goremet amal v'torach l'kabel mazon. It wouldn't have caused him, this amal v'torach, to get mazon, to be nizon, right, to be get his sustenance. He would have got it, because the land would be motzi lechem min ha'aretz. There would be a chibur le'elyonim, motzi lechem min ha'aretz. That's why we see the Chazal say that man just plucked bread off a tree. Motzi lechem min ha'aretz. Bread came out from the land. It grew on a tree. Eating on a tree, you have to understand, was before the chet. Man ate from the trees. He didn't eat the yerek. He didn't eat the lower. That was for the animals. Man ate from a tree because man's ate tzada. His food was the food of trees. The motzi lechem min ha'aretz. Yerek was for the animals. After the chet, the chita became a yerek. Yerek is a gematria kri. When the influence comes into the world and gets wasted, it gets put into places that it shouldn't be put, it gets put into the ra, then the tree becomes a yerek. Anyway, becomes kri. It's like a waste. It's wasted. It gets put because balkari gets put.
But isn't the flowering of the tree like supposed to be like the culmination of it? Like why would it be considered a waste?
No. I'm talking when a tree becomes the wheat was first of all it was gluskot yafot. A tree would grow bread. After the chet, the tree no longer brought out bread. Bread came in the form of a chaff and a wheat. And now man had to do 10 avodas, 10 processes. We learned in the Mishnah of Shabbos that we can't do on Shabbos. Those are weekday works because of Zeh Tapecha Tochalechem. Only on Shabbos, yeah, only on Shabbos. I was right, because bread represents that. Only on Shabbos we have a Lecha Mishnah. We don't toil. The Lecha Mishnah represents there's no toil. Mish Mechin, the Erev Shabbos, Yochol v'Shabbos. If you prepare the bread on Erev Shabbos, it's ready for Shabbos. I.e., that bread will be ready, Le'olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim, which is ultimately what Shabbos is, Mein Olam Haba. Okay, let's go weiter. V'lechen Amar, Ki lo yatsa me'afa avon. From Avon didn't come from Alpha. Ume Adama lo yitzmach amal. Didn't come out toil, right? Now, Avon from Alpha and toil from Adama, right?
Neither of those.
But we have to understand why Avon, so you see that Avon is associated with Alpha and toiling is associated with Adama, right? Because Avon, Alpha we said, is not the Chibu. Is the place where there's not real chibur. Adam is when there's chibur. But to make more of a chibur, you require amal. That's why Adam la amal yulad. Person's created to amal. If he's zoche, his amal b'tera. If not, chas v'shalom, amal over dvarim acherim. The man has to have amal to bring that adama.
What's amal?
Amal is toil. Man has to have toil to bring that adama to its higher self. Plant there the Eitz HaSadeh. To make the Adam into a Sadeh. We didn't explain what Sadeh is. Sadeh is different from Adama. Sadeh is when you think of a field, you think of a Sadeh, you think of a place where it's procreating, it's producing, it's produce. So a Sadeh represents a place, Adam Eitz HaSadeh, a place where you have fruit trees, where you have things that are growing, that is producing, is connected to the higher worlds. That's what a sadeh represents, right? Ki im ha'amal yotze mipnei ha'avon. Yeah? The amal that comes to the world and our toil in the world comes only because of avayras, because of avon. Sha'az higia bechelko litroach, came to the portion of man to be torach, to bishtadlut, she'eno holech el atachlis. Now he has to work with things which have no purpose. Don't bring him to any purpose. Because of his averas, man now has to toil with things which have no tachlis.
That's
afar. Huh? Asher elei nivra, which the tachlis which he was created for. One second, I read it wrongly. Shazi gi bechelko torach bishtadlut she'eno holech el tachlis asher elei nivra. Yeah. Now comes his portion, right? To a tachlis which he wasn't created to. This amal, he wasn't created for this amal. He was created to connect, not with this unnecessary amal. Uma shelo asta adam al adam sheyatza mimenu. And what the land, the adama, didn't do to man that he came from it, asta isha. A woman did, Chava did to adama rishon. Ki kishiyatza min adama, when man came out from the land, and vipach ba'apav nishbat chayim, and he was mitchabe to him, a nefesh, ruach, and neshama, right? Yatza b'lo amal, he came out without any toil. Because shenolad mi'isha yatza amal, but when he was born from Chava, that he was born intrinsically with amal. Now he's going to explain this. Or maybe I'll leave this for the next time. Yes? I'll explain this next time.